I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. You don't want to fuck with me. Welcome, bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. Shut Up Podcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lucien Lebanon.
That boy is good.
All right, today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe, Algonquin territory on this day, August 10, 2025. Today's episode is also rated R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast won't be for you. All right, before we continue, before we start this party, let me send a shout out to all you listeners, and I'm going to ask you to applaud yourselves. Because if you're part of my target demographic, then you need to be reminded to do something nice for yourself, even if it's as simple as applauding yourself, being grateful. Find a reason to applaud yourself. And I'm not preaching to you. This is an affirmation for myself as well. And if this happens to be your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Yay! Because I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. Reminder that, all right, website is shutuppodcast.com. And email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. And I guess if you're not into, if sending emails is a little too old-fashioned for you, well, you can write in at P.O. Box. Just kidding. No, I'm on social media where Blue Sky, YouTube, making a note. Yeah, I'm on Twitter. But it's my least favorite. But whatever, man. You could... If you want to holler at me, there are ways. But start with the website. Quick reminder that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts. And they're protected by the red, the black, and the green. With the red, black, and the red, blue. In today's episode, titled 290 Shining Shoes in Harlem, in the future thought, I'll be talking about, this episode, I'll be talking about my week, and, but in the future thought, I'm gonna react, share a thought, leave you with a question, excuse me, I'm going to react to a quote that I recently read in the book by, the book about the autobiography of, is it the autobiography or the biography? Sammy Davis Jr. And there's something he said, and it just had me thinking, and I figured I'd make it a feature thought. But before I do that, let's run through some quotes and some randomness. Yeah. I don't usually say this, but I actually like my podcast. So, or maybe it's a mood thing. I have my days. But, I'm feeling, I don't know, the self-love is kicking in or something. All right, let's start with some quotes. First one. This one I read in the last episode, and I may have told you that I'd put the link in the show notes for it, and I didn't, so I'm going to repeat it. And also, it just felt so appropriate. It goes, let it end, let it hurt. Let it heal, let it go. Yeah, I don't do that horn sound for all the quotes, but this one felt like it deserved it. Next quote goes, stop hoping they'll understand, start living like they never will. Powerful. Sometimes respecting yourself means walking away. Last quote goes, Being desired strokes ego. Being understood feeds soul. Damn, I'm loving these quotes. Oh, God. Oh, whatever, man. Yeah. To those wondering, hey, why do you read quotes on your podcast? Because it's my goddamn podcast. I've been forgetting to remind myself and you audience members. It's my goddamn podcast. I have many, what's the word? Not quotes. I have many, tags. I feel there's a better word for that. Same for this podcast. So one of them is, it's my goddamn podcast. All right, that's it for, make sure, well, yeah, four quotes. All right, okay, let's jump to some randomness.
So you're a philosopher?
All right, first item. On the last episode, I remember I was feeling a little bummed out. No, I was feeling, I believe the words I use is I was feeling like shit. And I guess I'll give a bit of, I'll elaborate for, well, I guess you new listeners. I'm going to target new listeners here. So on the last episode, I felt a little down. One part was because I hadn't slept that well. And the other part too is I was talking about how I went to bed feeling on top of the world and then woke up feeling like the world was on top of me. And not getting proper sleep didn't help. But also to that, what happened is I wrote a letter. I'm thinking of it. I wrote a letter for my employer documenting a racist incident that happened at work. And it's not necessarily just a racist incident, but the particular, the person who involved in this racist incident, add to that, has a pattern of toxic behavior in the workforce, not just towards me, but others. And the toxic behavior he's been confronted on. And the point of the message was, yo, y'all need to keep an eye on this dude. He's on a path to self-destruction, and he either knows it or he's oblivious to it. But he's something. Look, I'm not the snitching type, but it was severe enough for me to be like, hey, y'all ain't seeing this shit. So put in a letter, sent it to my employer, and let them handle the situation. So I remember sending it. It's not in my character to do that, but it was enough for me to be pissed off. And realizing, seeing the patterns and being like, okay, yo, this dude, when you're getting racial, when a white boy is getting racial, intentionally or unintentionally, they're like, it's a cry for help. So like I said, sent the message and I remember feeling, so in addition to feeling bummed out for my day, I was also feeling like I said, it's outside of my character. I felt like I betrayed something, someone. I felt like, snitching, like I snitched. But you know what it is? For those of us who are not used to speaking up, it felt like I was expecting the world to be like, shame on you or gang up on me and you did something wrong. I was feeling scared. I was worried. The next day, full night of sleep, I drank some coffee, and I remember feeling alive. That's the word I'm going to use. Alive. Happy of what I did. Like, being like, whatever the fuck happened. Okay. That message I wrote is likely going to get, like, swept out under the rug. But that's problem. You know, that's, I'll deal with that. I'll cross that bridge when I get there. But I know, but I felt alive for having done what I did. And the reason I go with the alive is I just finished watching last night. Today. I finished watching the movie Dead Poets Society. Yes, it's a very old movie. I mean, it's by my standards. When it came out in 89, Dead Poets, doesn't matter. But it's an older movie. And the main character is, or one of the main characters is... Robin Harris. I'm always worried about confusing him with... Yeah, Robin Harris. Yeah, sorry. the late Robin Harris. The late, nope, not Robin Harris. Jesus Christ. I was the other Robin. Robin Williams. I'm sorry. They look alike. I'm sorry. No, no, okay. There's Robin Williams. Passed away. I mean, committed suicide. And then there's Robin Harris. Fucking hilarious comedian. But, okay, get back serious. Let's get serious. So Robin Williams, and I now understand why this movie gets frequently referenced in the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, especially in the chapter where he talks about begin with the end in mind. Whatever, he references that movie a lot. And I remember listening, because I'm an audio book type of person, listening to the book and like, what the fuck? I gotta watch this old ass movie? That's not the point. But anyways, for those who haven't seen the movie, I'll let you watch it for yourself. But all I'm going to say, it's inspiring. It inspires you to live your life and sometimes like speak up. Speak up, not conform. Not bow down, not kowtow to. Anyways, all this to say that I feel better. I am feeling better. And I did feel better. And then, that's it, man. I remember it felt so good that I remember playing the song, I Feel Good, by James Brown. Okay, no disrespect to all you James Brown fan. I know I don't have a melodious voice, but it's my goddamn podcast. It's my goddamn podcast.
So you're a philosopher?
All right. Like I said, I'm talking about most of this kid. I'm looking at the time. Usually in randomness, I'm sharing shit from the, I usually comment on stuff that I found on the internet, but in this case, it's randomness is all going to be shit that's happened to me. And actually, the more I think about it, I might post on TikTok, might make videos of, but, yeah. All right. Let me start with this one. This one is not that exciting, but I still want to bring it up. And at a moment of gratefulness, I was talking about applauding yourself. I had a situation where I was grateful for, and what happened is I learned the lesson the hard way, but it's less about the fact that I learned it the hard way, but it was more seeing myself in the situation. It's like I had a out of body experience, or I was writing a story about myself. And I'm like, yes, this moment happened so I could share it with others. And what happened is, okay, what happened is throughout the week, I let a client at my job, I let a client pressure me into saying yes to something I knew deep down I should have said no to. I say pressure, but it was I'm convinced they're. I don't like being on the phone call with this person because by the end of this phone call, I end up agreeing to shit that I'm like, fuck. That's not what I wanted to do. I don't know, man. Slip talk, whatever it is. Oh, okay. Let me just read the story. I let someone pressure me into saying yes to something I knew deep down I should have said no to. I ignored my instincts, and sure enough, things went sideways. That yes led to a morning of fucking chaos, second-guessing myself, and feeling completely boxed in. I remember beating myself up for allowing myself to get in this situation. The pressure was constant, and I was caught between trying to fix the situation and regretting the choice that got me there in the first place. The turning point came when I walked away from my desk and left my phone behind and gave myself space to breathe. I actually went to the gym. And no, I'm not the disciplined type, but I signed up to this one gym, to this new gym that I'm actually enjoying. And these sessions, you have to book your sessions. So I forget what the penalty is, but I've been good at maintaining the habit of if I book it, I go, I attend the meeting. Anyway, I attend I go to the gym. But I remember getting caught between wanting to fix the problem and realize, you know what? Fuck these people. Fuck this situation. So like I said, the turning point came when I walked away from my desk and left my phone behind. I gave myself breathing space. When I came back, I realized I still had more control than I thought. It's like I had a paradigm shift. Message! Sorry, that's, paradigm shift. I was able to reframe the situation and stand my ground and guide it to the finish line. The lesson, pressure can make you forget your own boundaries, but it doesn't have to keep you there. Sometimes you just need to step back and see the difference between doing something fast and doing it right. Now, the other lesson learned is I was able to catch myself or find out where my programming, how I initially allowed myself to get pressured into saying yes when I should have said no. And I noticed like one of my weak spots, and it took me a while to actually. I used to think it was a superpower, but I'm an empath. I'm highly sensitive. I tend to, if I'm dealing, especially with a client or a colleague or a partner, whatever, who feels anxiety, who feels a lot of anxiety, I tend to take that on and become. And shit, perfect example. I used to drive me nuts. Used to drive with my mom, and she was a backseat driver. Actually, it's not just my mom, but there was a commonality, right? But she feels shitloads of anxiety, and she's the type to be like, "Hey, watch the car. What's this?" And it's really not helping my situation. I'm like, sorry. I was about to say, "Bitch." No, I don't call my mom a bitch, but the word wanted to come out. But I remember saying, knock that shit out. You're going to get us killed. Because I'm already noticing I don't need the extra person over the shoulder. But I do get sensitive to that person's concern and end up, okay, in my mind telling myself, okay, if it will assuage, is that the word, assuage? If this shit will calm you down, then I'll do whatever the fuck you want me to do. I used to use that, I used to be a sound technician. I used to do sound technic. And I've been on many shows, and the producers or whoever, the person in charge of the show going right, they would. I always had this, the unfortunates. I mean, I guess it built character, but I've always ended up with a hella nervous producer, whatever you want to call them, the person in charge. And they would make all kinds of stupid requests, and I would just, and they would be, sometimes they'd even be rude about it, right? But I would be still, and just, in my mind, I'm thinking, whatever the fuck you want, I'll do it, even though I think it's stupid, or I think it's wrong, I'll do it. And I would tell myself by the end of the show, especially if it was a successful show, I'd say, like, it was worth it. But I realized that no, not if it means killing yourself for them. So anyway, yeah. So I think part of what allowed me to stand my ground, reframe the situation, is realizing that I had absorbed this client's anxiety. And I was allowing their anxiety to crash the car, to put me in a situation that was not optimal for the challenge ahead. Like, bitch, we're about to crash this plane. But in their mind, now, at first, I remember when I was in panic mode, I hated that client for in my mind, putting me in this situation. But then when I accepted that, nope, I put myself in this situation. And next time, it's got to be like, back off. Or realize that, yo, it will get done, but it's not going to get done your way. I can, whatever. But anyway, it was just that realization by the end of the day, when I realize it, now I'm like, next time I'm going to be like, hey, I'm trusting my instinct. Either we do it my way or you can shut the fuck up. In my mind, I'm all brave and everything. But yeah. And you know what? And this is part of the reasons why I started this episode with I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. Because I remember feeling empowered. You know what? What's wild is how I left the situation feeling empowered. But I remember another reason why that morning where I kept panicking is because I remember the client was getting on my nerves. And I wanted to speak up, but I was thinking about that letter that I already submitted to my employer and being like, great, you're going to be the complainer of the group. I was worried about being it's interesting. And that morning, I was worried about speaking up, telling the client, hey, you asking me every 3 fucking minutes, are we done yet? Is it going to speed up the process? But I remember wanting to push back, but was worried that there was a limit to how much pushing back that I could do. And part of what allowed me to have like a paradigm shift was remembering that, yo, fuck that. Put up your boundaries are okay. It's only the unhealthy people. It's only the people who aren't effective who feel the need to like step over people's boundaries to get what they need to get done. But anyways, all right, so I guess this one deserves a little Yeah, one other thing on this podcast is we strongly encourage, I say we, but I'm talking about me and the podcast. I live by example of celebrating your victories, even the small ones. Slow progress is better than no progress. So I'm a strong believer in that. I say this as someone who's usually in the habit of beating himself up. I'm trying to snap out of it. Trying to go easy on myself. And celebrate the victories, even the small ones.
So you're a philosopher?
All right, next one is... all right, this one, I put it under disillusionment. I will read it. And you know what? All these randomness, when you click on the title, it will take you to a quote that encompasses or that's it's like the framework for what I'm talking about. But in this one, okay. For this week, I've been wrestling with a feeling I can't shake. It's about the Sydney Sweeney American apparel controversy, and more specifically my inability to hear the quote-unquote other side without feeling tense. I'm angry at the obvious dog whistle in that fucking ad. Underline the word reality. I know this is the world we live in, but I hate the reality that some people can look at something laced with racism, white supremacy, and even eugenics and feel nothing. Or worse, call it a stretch when others point it out. The tension comes when people I respect, people who I share my identity, speak about it with a kind of calm and impartiality. Like on that same idea of impartiality, I know what it's like. There's conflicts all over the world. There are conflicts in the world that I'm indifferent on who's wrong or right. I understand that. And my thought is, fuck it. I'll just agree with whoever wins the fight. I understand that some people saw that ad and have that kind of impartiality about it. The first time it hit me was hearing a black French Canadian journalist on TikTok report the controversy about Sydney Sweeney and American Apparel and use words like some people see the ad as a dog whistle. I know she was just reporting the fact, but for me, hearing it framed so neutrally felt like watching someone hold a burning match and insist they're not sure it's hot. Another time it's happened was on a podcast. I won't mention the podcast because it's again, I'm sharing a thought. I'm sharing a feeling that just because it's a feeling that I know is not a fact, and it's less about wanting to start an argument and more about just not being silent. I just feel the need to talk about it. Look, anyway, so it was a black man on a podcast, and who both the podcast and the black, someone I admired, and they were, and his tone landed closer to the folks who thought the outrage was a reach than to those who saw it, the harm, instantly. It just felt like, yeah, it's just one of those situations on, yeah, he saw it differently. And I'm not saying I have less, I don't have respect for this person, but it just bothered me that we weren't eye to eye on this particular situation. Or maybe I'm bothered by his ability to be impartial about it. I know in my head that neutrality isn't the same as agreement, but in my heart, it feels like standing alone in a room where I thought I'd have allies. I think another reason why this the impartial to the Sydney Sweeney folks, or close to being impartial about it, to the Sydney Sweeney ad, and the dog whistle, specifically the dog whistle, is when I think the other reason why it's bothered me is because when I reported that racist incident, actually this is not the second time I'm doing this shit. And it's more the people who I'm talking to about it. You can tell. Well, one is we don't know how to handle this situation. Look, man, we're used to being around us white folks, and you blackies come in and complain about your little racism. Like yes. It's something that's always been in me growing up as a black person in a white society, and how racism has always been treated like it's your problem. It's as opposed to humanity's problem. Like, racism was always framed like that thing black people keep bringing up to piss off white people. It's like this fucking inconvenience for, look, this is me being, I'm a dreamer. I wished I live in a world where racism was humanity's problem. I think that's why this whole Sydney Sweeney thing and controversy, why it bothered me not having folks who react to the dog whistle as with the same level of emotions and intensity of emotions that I have. I like this. I go, this one, I stole this one. It goes, I didn't come up with this one. It goes, sometimes the hardest part isn't the dog whistle. It's realizing who can hear it and who still stays. And it's realizing who can hear it and still stay silent. That's why when you click on the title of this randomness, it's going to say, neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Desmond Tutu. Yeah. All right. Okay. That's it for what happened this week. You know what? I'm going to skip it. I'll leave it for another time, but there's a little video about how I don't trust nice. I'll leave it in the, what do you call that? Other links section, and maybe I'll speak about it in another episode, but I'm just trying to stay on time here. But yeah, with that said, this concludes today's randomness. On time and on budget, and let's jump into feature thought. And before we do that, we're gonna take a quick break. So I am, to you returning listeners, I've mentioned how I'm listening to the book Yeah, let me look it up. Make sure. Is it an autobiography or is it like speaking of being inspired? The book is called Yes, I Can, The Story of Sammy Davis Jr. And it is an autobiography. I'm enjoying it. And I remember I had put the book on the side for, it's a great read. It does captivate your attention. And I remember putting it on the side. That's what it is. Sometimes I struggle to listen to podcasts and audiobooks. It's either one or the two. And one week I'm listening to podcasts and another week I'm just listening to audiobooks. All right, focus. Anyway, so I'm at chapter, I forget which chapter this was in. It's early 20s, 20 whatever. But anyway, it doesn't matter what the specific chapter, but the line that caught my attention is when he says, if I'd listened to everyone, I'd still be shining shoes in Harlem. Hence the title, Shining Shoes in Harlem. And it had me thinking about a similar thought, and it's more, well, here's the question to leave you with. Who would you be if you listened to everyone? If you allowed everyone's opinion to, like, tell you to live your life. And for me, I'm realizing, and I remember mentioning this in the last episode, is how if I had listened to everyone, especially starting with my parents, I'm laughing because it's because they growing up, they instilled the idea that listen to your parents, listen, hey, this shit's it's one of the Ten Commandments, and it's one of the commandments, and listen to your parents. All the good kids listen to their parents. Unfortunately, good kid doesn't equate to being a successful, fully accomplished human being, which is where I would say, at the risk of being critical, of where folks like my parents, not just them, folks like my parents seem to have missed the mark when raising kids. You're not trying to build some being that's going to be obedient to you. You're trying to raise an individual. Anyways, so had I listened to my parents, had I listened to everyone, I'd be a Christian. I'd be a full-fledged Christian. I'd be married, likely with a woman likely with a partner who we both mutually hated each other, but kept the marriage up the same way you keep a job to pay your bills and convince people that, you know, you're quote unquote normal. So I'd be like the, yeah, I'd be in church right now. I'd be Christian. I'd be, I would likely, be a black guy, not making such a big deal about racism. Or who knows? Maybe I'd be a Hotep, not eating pork. Maybe I'd be a black Muslim. Maybe I'd be like, because remember, you know, I'm. This is the echo of the voices of the people who like to tell you how to live your life. I would be making such a big deal out of racism. I wouldn't be, you know, disturbing these white folks with my problem with racism. But I think this is the biggest part, is either I wouldn't be podcasting, or if I was podcasting, I would be whatever the fuck the world needs. What? Manosphere? Yeah, let me tell you about them females. I'd be probably them. I'd probably be like on some Candace Owens shit, telling white people what they want to hear, or maybe telling, or would I be, maybe I'd be one of those, I'm trying to think, if I was in Kooning, would I be like, I'm trying to think of a line by Kendrick. Damn, he's a Kendrick stan. Anyways, a line by Kendrick in the N95, and it's something about how he's politically correct. You're being politically correct for an audience just to stay in line. So yeah, I guess I'd either would be podcasting, or if I was, I'd be saying a bunch of shit. I'd be a lot like the first edition of Shut Up Podcast. you're currently in the second edition, which I call the New Testament. But in the Old Testament version of Shut Up Podcast, yeah, I was pretty much imitating what my favorite podcaster was doing. I was bringing on people who, most of the time, not all, but some of the time, I'd bring people who I had nothing in common with. Or I was hoping by bringing them on, they would give me special favors or whatever. They would feel special. I had people on that had no business being on this podcast. Like, it didn't align with who I was as a human being. Like, you could hear me code switching on the episode. But yeah, no, I think I just want to make this episode. I'm going to end this one with leaving you with the thought of, who would you be had you listened to everyone else? And I guess for my target audience, you're either being like hating yourself for it, or you're probably being like, oh, wait, you've probably like broken out of your own shell. You've gotten out of that shell, but there's certain areas in your life where maybe you are allowing other people to tell you what to do. But I guess I'm saying, for the parts you managed to rebel against, for the shit you managed to unlearn, who would you have been? Who would you be had you listened to everyone else? And if you're not, then... add that to the list of reasons to why you should be applauding yourselves. With that said, this concludes today's episode. Website, shutuppodcast.com. Email address, shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. I feel the need to mention it's fucking hot in the 613 today. What is it? I'm going to read the temperature in Celsius. Tabarnak, est-ce? 34 degrees. Oh, sorry. The Haitian side in me came out. Feels like 37 degrees Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. I'm sure that's in the 100, but figure it out. But it's hot. I'm staying with you. You know, you can't hear it in the background because I've likely filtered it out. But I have the AC going, and good work, little homie. Keep working. And yeah, good job, little homie. All right. Email. So before I end the show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue.
Rouge et bleu.
I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé Québec. Both of them. I also represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question,
are you an outcast?
This episode was rated R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be there with Whitey, then fuck you too. Because that's what Whitey's about, telling you what to do. I'm grateful that I'm not the kind of person who lets Whitey tell him what to do. Okay, focus, B. All right, thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right, peace.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all.